episode number 219, Your Unique Voice.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Sisters, sisters, gather around because it is time for girl time. Pull up a chair. I am in my comfies. Actually, I'm in my loungewear, and I am ready to chat with you. You know what? You are gorgeous today. You really are. You're looking spectacular. And I must say, you have a beautiful voice. We're going to chat about that, your unique voice. Now, we're not singing, I promise you, because I know you've heard me sing a little bit every once in a while, but I'm going to save your ears for that. But we are going to talk about your unique voice. And I believe that it will begin to open up your door to something bigger in your life. Now, if you are just joining us and you have stumbled upon this amazing family, yes, I do kind of have a thing because we all here at Create Your Now, you're just amazing. And I love you so very much from the bottom of my heart. And it's great that we can come together and really support each other. There is a special sisterhood here. And if you're wondering how you can get more involved, you can go to createyournow.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter there. A little pop-up will come up and you can just drop in your email and your name and we will get that newsletter out to you. That's actually starting up again. And so very exciting to be launching the new newsletter. And then also with that, you can go to Create Your Now, the Facebook fan page. You can go to facebook.com and just do a search for Create Your Now. If you are wanting to just really jump in and you want to be part of the private group, then go to facebook.com/group/CreateYourNow podcast. I would love to see you there. We have a very small group forming. It is a small but very bold group because, again, on Facebook, you reveal who you are. And sometimes I know it's a lot easier to say, oh, I don't want anybody to know that I'm here. But whether I see your face, no. That I am praying for you and that you're just someone special. And take that with you every single day, especially when you're kind of down in the dumps, because it's really easy to fall in that groove and get stuck in that rut and just be like, ugh, you know, maybe no one really does care for me. But you do have someone who cares about you. In fact, you have a sisterhood that cares about you. Sisters of Impact right here at Create Your Now. Okay, now we got to jump in. Your unique voice. Believe it or not, I used to be a soprano. Now, I tell you that now because as you hear my speaking voice, it's a lot lower. Well, hence the word used to be. Yeah, I'm no longer. Unfortunately, when I was younger, I was a cheerleader. Yes, little me. I don't know where I get all the energy from, but I did enjoy my cheerleading years. And one of the reasons why my voice is no longer soprano and obviously high is because of my yelling and screaming. On top of that, I have a voice that loves to project. Yeah, I call it passion, and there's a lot of passion in this little body of mine. And sometimes that's a really good thing, and other times it's not. But you know what? That's my unique voice. You have your unique voice. When growing up, you started speaking with that cute little adorable voice. You started saying those, you know, little sounds that would pop up. And then, of course, mommy or daddy was like, say mama or say dada. They wanted to push you to actual words. And then when you really got to talking, what? They didn't want you to talk at all because it was like you wouldn't stop talking. But again, it was your unique voice. It's amazing to me how as we grow up and as we age, our voice changes too. Sometimes for the better and sometimes not so much for the better. Think about way back when, okay, and maybe you can't really think about it from your perspective, but think about it through your child's perspective. When they hit that age of why? Why? You know, why is the sky blue? And you would try to answer them. And the next thing was, well, why? And you would answer them, why? Everything was why. You know, that whole age of why. Oh, those were the cute, adorable ages, right? Especially when they're your own children and you're like, oh, yeah. Some people would say that's just payback as parents, you know, the grandparents of now your children say, it's just payback, sweetie. It's just payback. Then you begin to get older and you hit what? Those teen years. Singing in the shower never sounded better. Oh my goodness. You should have been the pop star, right? Or the country singer, because you sound awesome in the shower. Then what happens? Graduation and next the real world. And from there, maybe that means college. Others may be starting a family. Maybe it was missionary work. Maybe it was just you were growing up and you really didn't know what you want to do, so you got a job. Those were the days of ups and downs. You had celebrations and challenges. And now you progress even more further into your life. Today, though, today, you are ready to explore more. Why? Because of your unique voice. Your unique voice has had the opportunity to mature. It has aged over the years. And now you want more from it. Why? That little child voice declares. Why? You are still searching for your unique voice. And no matter which direction your life has gone or is going, you know deep down you want to experience more. You want to break the routine and you want to start living. You're still searching for that unique voice. What makes me different? What is it that, you know, I want to have an impact in the world, but how do I do that? Finding that unique voice that you think you hear, but you really don't know. Yet your children know it. Your husband definitely knows it. And maybe even sometimes your best friend knows it way too well because you guys talk all the time. Unless if you're into texting too much. And nowadays, maybe we don't know our voices as much. Which is why you're still in search for your unique voice. Are you floundering, wondering where you're going? Wondering if really, does it matter? Does my voice, do I have a say in life? You do. You do matter. And you do have a say. And that's why you're here. That's why you listen to Creature Now, because you want just that. And one of those things that you want is your unique voice. God made you. You. There is no one like you. Oh, that should just give you chills. It also should warm you from the inside out. So how do you begin to rediscover your unique voice? And not just the one that because you're old and tired and I'm, you know, you're looking at the clock going, gosh, it's 2:00 in the afternoon and I'm already ready for a nap. Not that unique voice. Not that you're tired. Not that you're run down because the kids have got you going 20 different directions. Not because that you're stressed out at work. It's your unique voice that says, this is who I am. This is how, where my life defines me. This is where I want to go. So how do you rediscover that? Okay, here we go. Are you ready? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It is that I don't think I've ever given something as simple as this. Seriously, are you ready for this? Here we go. Are you ready? Are you listening? Talk to yourself. No, seriously, I'm telling you, the KISS today is talk to yourself. I'm kind of talking to myself now. Not really, but to a degree I am. I remember growing up, there was one thing I did do, okay? And this is going to sound totally strange, but I would talk on the phone. Remember way back when, okay, I'm dating myself again, but when they had cords, a corded telephone, and the phone actually like was stuck to the wall. And it didn't go anywhere. In fact, buying a long cord so you could take the phone in different directions cost way too much money even to do that. So I remember, though, standing talking on the phone, and there would be either a picture or a mirror in front. And I would find myself talking into that picture or into that mirror and watching myself. watching my reaction, literally being present in the conversation, but knowing how I was responding with my facial expression, with my voice, the tension, how my neck would look like really tight sometimes if I got so excited and I would sound really strange. And then I would relax and then I'd feel like, whoa, now I've got a deeper voice. What was I thinking? It's crazy, I know, but it's one way of beginning to find your unique voice. You need to talk to yourself in a mirror or that picture frame as a reflection. Why? Remember, love your reflection. If you can't love yourself, how can you love the ones that you hold dearest in your heart? Your children, your husband, your family, your friends. Talk to yourself in a mirror. You gotta love that reflection. Talk to yourself in the shower. Why? Well, number one, think back. Remember the teen years? You sounded awesome in the shower. So sing a little bit. Have fun. Begin to experiment with what it is. When you're dreaming about something, talk to yourself in the shower about the dream. And I promise you, it's your shower, so nobody's listening, right? If you have to get up earlier in the morning or wait and take a shower till everyone else is done, then do that. Or take a late night shower when everybody else is kind of groggy and not really listening and talk to yourself, not mumble, but actually speak. Talk to yourself in the shower. Talk to yourself during prayer or meditation, actually out loud, not in your mind. You see, we begin to familiarize ourselves more as we hear our voice and our mind reacts differently to it. Now, we could sit here and talk about studies and science and how this all interacts, but you know what? We'd be here forever. And if you really are interested in that, you know you can do so many different Google searches, Wikipedia, you can go to the library. But it's the keep it simple strategy here, and that is you need to talk to yourself. Know that when you hear yourself and your mind, it is different than just thinking it. It is, just like pen to paper. So talk to yourself out loud. This is going to really open you up to listening to you, hearing your dreams, knowing that you have a very unique voice. And in the midst of all this, you will begin to rediscover some things maybe that you had no idea because you're not having a conversation with yourself. Some people would say, now, Christiane, this is absolutely crazy. You want me to talk to myself. And if I'm talking to myself, that means that I'm crazy. No, it doesn't mean that. It is allowing you to express yourself, to hear yourself, to listen in detail, and begin to really define, oh, there's something about that. When I speak like this, wow, my voice changes. There's a passion there. Wow, I never thought of it that way. That's one reason why I should say people so love coaches, because it's their way to have somebody else hear their excitement. Because a lot of the times, guys, we're not listening to ourselves. You don't hear what you sound like. There are times that my husband has to call me out and say, are you not listening to your tone? Change it. Or, wow, you must be really excited about this one, aren't you, dear? Any way you look at it, good or bad, your voice, your unique voice speaks volumes, not just in how loud you are, but in where your heart lies. So go out today and begin to rediscover your unique voice. Talk to yourself. You got it? You can do this. This is the easiest kiss in the world. Go have fun with it. And if anybody says, well, what are you doing? Just point them our direction and we can get them to be a part of the family real easily. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.